Well, blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. In the previous episode, we saw where David was going out of Jerusalem. He's fleeing Jerusalem, and he'd set up a little bit of a spy ring to where he could find out what was going on. Had one of his advisors go tell him to go back and become an advisor to Absalom. He left a couple of priests behind with their sons to be the conduits for information. And the last part of the chapter 15, said that Absalom came into Jerusalem. Well, the narrative backs up just a little bit. While Absalom is coming into Jerusalem, David's still on the way out. And it picks up a couple of little episodes right here that are really sort of interesting. Wow, something's dropped here. Okay, sort of interesting. And we'll just read them for the day and see what that develops over time, okay? So 2 Samuel 16, verse 1 says this. Now, when David had passed a little beyond the summit, behold, Ziba, the servant of Mephibosheth, met him with a couple of saddled donkeys. And on them were 200 loaves of bread, 100 clusters of raisins, 100 summer fruits, and a jug of wine. So David encounters somebody, this guy named Ziba, and he's a servant of Mephibosheth. Now remember who Mephibosheth was. That was the grandson of King Saul. And David had done great things for him, had restored his land, his father's land to him, et cetera, et cetera. And so this is a servant of Mephibosheth named Ziba. Verse 2, the king said to Ziba, why do you have these things, all these supplies? And Ziba said, the donkeys are for the king's household to ride, and the bread and the summer fruit for the young men to eat, and the wine for whoever is faint in the wilderness to drink. Then the king said, and where is your master's son? And Ziba said to the king, behold, he is staying in Jerusalem. For he said, today the house of Israel will restore the kingdom of my father to me. So David asked him and says, hey, where's Mephibosheth? You know, where's he? So the king said to Ziba, behold, all that belongs to Mephibosheth is yours. And Ziba said, I prostrate myself. Let me find favor in your sight, O Lord, the king. And so you see this little episode. He says, okay, everything that belongs to Mephibosheth, if he's staying behind, is yours. Now, verse 5. When King David came to Bahurim, behold, there came out from there a man of the family of the house of Saul, whose name was Shemaiah. Shemaiah, the son of Jerah. He came out cursing continually as he came. Well, lovely, right? So David's having a couple of encounters with the house of Saul. The first one from the line over here of Mephibosheth. And then a family member, put it that way, a man of the family of the house of Saul. And he comes out cursing. Well, what is he cursing? Well, we're about to find out. Verse 6. He threw stones at David and at all the servants of King David. And all the people and all the mighty men were at his right hand and at his left. So he's in the middle of all the people leaving Jerusalem. He's in the middle of the mighty men of David. David's mighty men. He's in the middle of them. And he's cursing David and he's throwing rocks at him. Verse 7, thus Shimei said when he cursed, here's what he was saying, get out, you man of bloodshed and worthless fellow. The Lord has returned upon you all the bloodshed of the house of Saul, in whose place you have reigned. And the Lord has given the kingdom into the hand of your son, Absalom. And behold, you are taken in your own evil, for you are a man of bloodshed. So he's saying this to the king himself. He's saying, this is the Lord's doing. The Lord's returning all the bloodshed of the house of Saul. All the bloodshed of the house of Saul that you spilled is being returned upon your head right now. And then he said this little line, in whose place you have reigned. Okay. He's saying, yeah, you're the king. You've been reigning in the place of Saul, but the idea is you don't really belong there. And the Lord's given that kingdom into your son's hand now because you are a man of bloodshed. Well, you can imagine how that went over with the people. Verse 9, then Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, said to the king, why should this dead dog curse my lord the king? Let me go over there now and cut off his head. Sort of different days, right? Yes, but no. But the king, verse 10, but the king said, what have I to do with you, O sons of Zeruiah? If he curses, and if the Lord has told him, curse David, then who shall say, why have you done so? Then David said to Abishai and to all the servants, behold, my son who came out from me seeks my life. How much more now this Benjaminite? Let him alone and let him curse, for the Lord has told him. So David is saying this. He said, if the Lord has told him, if the Lord's told him to curse me, what am I going to do? And he said, why are you worried about this Benjaminite, right? Why are you worried about this guy? Okay. The one that's really come after me, the one that sought my throne, taken my throne, is the one, my son, who came out from me. Okay. From my body, literally what it means. Came out of my body. The one who came out of my body seeks my life. So he says, leave him alone. Let him curse, for the Lord has told him. Then verse 12, perhaps the Lord will look on my affliction and return good to me instead of his cursing this day. And so David was just saying, you know, who knows what's going on? I don't know what's happening with this. Maybe the Lord has sent this guy and he's cursing, and what he's saying may be correct. I don't know. Who knows? Perhaps the Lord will look on my affliction. Perhaps the Lord will return good to me instead of this cursing that I'm receiving right now. Then the last couple of verses. So David and his men went on the way, and Shimei went along on the hillside parallel with him. And as he went, he cursed and cast stones and threw dust at him. The king and all the people who were with him arrived weary, and he refreshed himself there. So there was a destination. They were going to a place in the wilderness, if I remember correctly, that they were shooting for to get there. But you see that David has two encounters here with the house of Saul. Two encounters with him. Sort of reminded of what happened, where he's come from, what God had given him, what had God had walked him through. Even now, the people are cursing him. Some of the people, shall we say. Even with that, David's just saying, let him curse. The Lord's told him to do it. Who knows? Perhaps the Lord will look on my affliction. Perhaps he'll return good to me someday instead of this cursing. It's not a bad attitude to have, is it? Even in, and especially in times of great trouble like David was undergoing. Well, again, I'm Dale. Thank you for your time, and I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.